Yecheskel Perichov Pasuk Chaf Liyuli Nishmas Reino Harav Avram Nasanal Ben Rav Shlomo Refuah Shlema for those who need Refuah Shlema. So the catastrophes of the Mitzrayim Choshech plague, where so many Jews died, 85%, 80%, according to the numbers listed by Rashi. So many of the Jews who remained behind in Egypt never to exit. In the Midbar, where they fought with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with Moshe, his servant, where they refused to obey the rules. And now the children entering Eretz Yisrael are given the ultimatum. Follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. Follow the Torah. Let it, as Rabbi Breuer had said before, let it govern not only your relationship with Hashem, Beinon Lamakam, but also Beinon Lachavero. Do it what's proper in the Torah. Ves Shabso Sai, we said before, Yutes, and Yeshan Lekech, we're going to say, Lecho, Yisratai Shimru, Vasu Osam, Ves Shabso Sai, Kadeshu, make my Sabbaths holy. All of you, plural, Vahayu La'os, Beinu Veinechem. And they will be, the Shabbosim, the Moadim, will be a sign between me and you. Vodas, Ki Ani Hashem Elokecha. So that you will know that I am Hashem, your God. Fresh start. Chafala vayamru bihabonim. But it's in our DNA. The children rebelled against me. Which children? So Rashi says it refers specifically to Shevet Dan and those who followed Baal Pa'or with the Getchkes. So all of these people who decide they're going to do Averus again. Remember Pesal Micha from back in Shoftim at the end, where we said, some say it was at the beginning, some say it was at the end of the history of the Jewish people during the era of the Shoftim. B'chuko sai lo halachu. Again, they didn't follow my chukim. Ves mishpotai lo shamru. La soso sam. And my laws, they didn't keep, they didn't observe to keep them. Asher yasa osam haldon v'chai bohem. Again and again, this is three times now. Just a repetition of this phrase in the Torah, that this is how the Jewish people will survive. Not by convincing the UN to be friends with us. Not by making alliances in the Middle East. Not by trying to make friends with the Palestinians. And being violating our own yontif to celebrate them. Whereupon they turn their knives upon us. Don't do it. Eshapso sai chilelu. My Shabbosim, they were mechalel. The first ones who went out to go get man, the Mekoshe Sheitzim who went out. Now, this is a minority of Jews. Most of the Jews kept Shabbos properly at that point in the Midbar. But yet, the spirit that encouraged that kind of behavior was dormant. V'omar l'shpocham osi aleihem l'chalos api bom ba-midbar. And I again contemplated the idea of destroying them in the Midbar. Even the new Dar. Pouring out my wrath upon them, spending my anger upon them in the wilderness. Chavez v'hashivos yes yadi, and I withdrew my hand again. Hashem is telling Yechezkel to tell the Ziknei Yisrael, this is not new. There have been many instances where you merited destruction and Hashem withheld his hand. V'as laman shemi, and I saved you not for your own worthiness, not for your own value, but because of my own name. My name was made famous in the world after the Makos of the Mitzrim. Are they going to say now that I can't do everything that I set my hand to do? Chas v'shalom. Levilti heichel le'inei agoyim asher utzesi yosam le'ineihem. And again, the same phrase. So that I would not destroy them before the eyes of the Goyim. I would not desecrate my name in front of the eyes of the Goyim. That I took them out of Mitzrayim before all of their eyes. Chav gimel gam ani nosasi es yadi lohem ba'midbor. And again, yet again, I lifted my hand to them in the wilderness. Lahafitz osam bagoyim. To scatter them among the nations. Ulazaros osam bo'aratzos. And to disperse them in the land. So the Radak says, when was this threatened in the Midbar? That we would be put in Golus before we even got into Eretz Yisrael in the first place? So the Radak says, when the Meraglim Chet happened on Tisha B'Av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you cried for nothing. You wept for nothing without cause. So it's going to be a night of weeping throughout the generations. And that's the night of both Korbanos, Tisha B'Av. So already in the Midbar, when we're crying about the Meraglim, the future Golos is already being engraved into our fate, into our destiny. Before we even set foot in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Breuer says, on our sacred soil. It was already a gzeira that we weren't going to be there long in God's definition of time, which is eternity. Again and again and again. The mussar here is that it's our fault. It's always been our fault. We repeat the same mistakes. We learn nothing from history. We are condemned to repeat the same things over and over. Whereas they did not fulfill my laws, whether it's chukim that come first or mishpatim that come first, we violate them both. My statutes they despise. If you go on the internet to any comment section today and read about what they say in the New York Times comment section about religion and about what it means and about how what we need is a world, I was just reading about this week, with assisted suicide. The Torah says, V'chai bohem, over and over here in Yechezkel. And I read an article that in Canada right now, they were talking about Justin Trudeau's government collapsing. And out of all deaths in Canada, more than 5% now are from assisted suicide. Because they legalized it. Because why should you ever have to live if it's too painful for you to do so? They invented a new suicide pod in Norway where a robot voice asks you, do you want to die? Say yes or no. And, you know, then Siri will help kill you. And poison will flood the pod that you're in. And they made those illegal in Norway because that was too far even for them, where assisted suicide is state protected. Our religion says, V'chai bohem. Look at Islam. Look at secularism. Look at the world today, where V'chai bohem seems like being condemned to worse than death. Chas v'shalom, to have to live. Hashem says over and over again, V'chai bohem. Says the end of Pasuk of Daled. All the same things over and over again. We repeat the same patterns. Again and again and again, we repeat the same patterns. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks or contemplates or decides to destroy us, but then withdraws the sentence at the last minute. Is that going to help us learn since we were on death row and we were spared? Alas, doesn't seem that way.